Alan Kring Productions presents the Illinois State Collegiate Compendium, Academic Lectures in Business and Economics. This is Business Finance, FIL 240, Section 5 for Autumn Semester 2018. Lecture 3, delivered on August 28, 2018. The title of this lecture is Markets.
Today, markets. Now, I can divide markets up in many different ways. I can say, okay, there are markets for physical assets versus financial assets. There are markets of all kinds, or I can say there are markets for stock and markets for bonds. I can say that there are markets for short-term investments and markets for long-term investments. Short-term are money markets, long-term are capital markets. I can talk about markets for direct investment, where you directly invest in my company, or I can talk about markets where there are intermediaries. Fancy intermediaries like investment banks, or shorter term or less fancy like commercial banks. But let's start out with a couple of ideas. First of all, ma'am, do you ever buy anything on eBay?
Not really.
You don't?
No.
Do you? eBay? You do? Okay, let me, okay, personal, full disclosure, I am an eBay hoe. Okay?
eBay's great.
I buy on eBay. Now, the problem is, what really, really makes my leg itch is you are right there, you've got the high bid, 2 seconds, and then some hoe handle jumps your bid. Oh, you are! You!
Yeah, I do.
Son of a bitch. Okay? And they jump you and you lose? Really?
That's happened.
You know, I send them congratulations and I include a virus. eBay is actually, believe it or not, a very popular and valuable research tool for studying auction behavior. Now, when I talk about auctions, eBay actually has two of the three kinds of auctions that that are fairly common. Now, in terms of auctions, there are actually three kinds of auctions. There is the one that you would probably know best, which is called an English auction. An English auction is characterized by prices pushing upward until an equilibrium, until the market's supply is cleared by the demand. Now, there is also a Dutch auction, and there is a sealed bid auction. Now, I am actually an auctioneer, a professional auctioneer. You can see a few of my YouTubes if you go back. I do charity work for ISU. They have these outings for wealthy ISU alumni up at Bolingbrook, and there are some really nice things that are donated. And then I do the live bid auction, what's called live bid or live call auction, on those products. And you've seen auctions before, those kind. Okay, and that is a process where the price is being pushed upward by the auctioneer. So, for example, we'll do a Sotheby's auction. I'm trying to think. We have here a young man who is now, we are now going to auction his services as a domestic worker at your plantation for 1 year. Your estate needs a fine, upstanding, strapping young stud like this. We will start the bidding at $1,000. Now, I will do some real auctioneering like you might have heard before. I'm starting out at a bid of 1,000. Anyone, anywhere, want a bid of 1,000? I need a bid of 1,000. Anyone, anywhere, want a bid 1,000? I need a bid. Will you bid? Won't you bid? I got 1,000. Now I want 1,100. 1,100. I got 1,100. Now I want 1,200. Anyone, anywhere? I got 1,200. We got 1,200. We got 12. Now I want 1,300. 13. Does anyone anywhere? Do you have 1,300? You don't have 1,300. So the hell with you. Now we go to you. We keep working up until someone is, let's say, hit at 1,500. I need a bid of 1,600. I've got a 1,600. I need 1,600. Anyone, anywhere, want a bid of 1,600. I got 1,500 going once. 1,500 going twice. We are done at 1,500. Okay, you see what happened was I finally got to a price where there was no demand for it. And so that is an English auction. I'm ratcheting up the price. That's my job, is go so fast and push so hard that I can get the price up somewhere where I want. That's a typical eBay auction, is where you see the price being pushed upward in a bidding process. Now, interestingly enough, English auctions have a rather odd phenomenon. Oftentimes, the final price, the clearing price, is more than the value of the asset. We know this happens. It's called the winner's premium, or the winner's curse. In other words, he was probably worth $1,300, but the price kept going up above that because there was value placed in the win itself. And that's something I will play, because if I can get some of these wealthy people to start having their friendly rivalry, who's going to win? Oh, I can smell blood, and I can just keep pushing on that, and then pretending I don't notice that they're competing against each other and tease others, and then look back at them to see, are you really going to let him win? I don't say it that way, but I'll come back to you. You did 1,300. You did 1,400. Sir, are you going to let this man win at 1,400? I got 1,500. Do you want to sell it, buy it 1,500? Anywhere, anyone? Anyone else want to? Well, you want to win over him? Good. We push that way. Now, so you understand that English auctions have this rather odd little behavior of the winner's curse. Very common. A lot of times on eBay, the final bid, the winning bid will be worth more, will be higher than you could get it on Amazon or something like that. It happens. But so there's your English auction, and it's rather common. Interestingly, yeah, go ahead. Because it's a premium, because it's above the price that it should be, but it's a curse because you're paying more than you should have. So it's both a premium and a curse at the same time. You see this, interestingly enough, in the art world, and it's fascinating there, because some of these paintings, you'll see, well, this painting just sold at a record price. Yes, it was by a famous artist, but he sucked that day. He did that one. But there will be the rich people. Sure enough, I'm going to have this because there's no other way I'm ever going to have one of these Van Gogh originals. Well, actually, a lot of Van Gogh's work was really crappy. He was mentally off his rocker. He was just slashing and whipping. Some of his work is phenomenal, but we're putting up here something that sucks. And you're going to be fighting each other, you rich people, so you can have a Van Gogh, and it's actually a terrible work. But we're going to sell that at a record price of $2.8 million because you want to be the winner. You have to be the winner, so all the other rich people here at this auction know he won a very famous painter's painting, even though the painter was pretty much completely mentally out of his mind, dying of cancer and pain at the time he did that one, and he had done 18 more that day. He did a total of 900, the vast majority of which were in the last few months of his life. He was just going crazy. So, so we have that phenomenon going on. Mm. You have never seen it? You see it. Right now, I was about to buy a new replacement professional drone. I can get it for $2,800. The bidding still has 6 hours left, and it's gone to $3,200. It's already above what I can buy it brand new at Amazon. Why? Because there are idiots fighting for it. And so I walk away. It happens especially in very specific high-end products is where it's the worst. The Dutch auction works the other way. Almost all of you will be in a Dutch auction very soon. Yeah, you will. Because in a Dutch auction, the price goes down. How much would you like to make? You come to me for a job.
Okay.
How much do you want to make for your salary? This is a career position, very high responsibility, demanding, all that. How much do you want?
Like 80.
80,000. You have the same qualifications as she does. Well, what's your starting salary requirement, son?
100,000.
Are you nuts? She just offered 80. Yeah, there's a way to get the job.
70.
Well, what's your salary requirement? We've been having these people. Someone said 80, someone said 70. What do you want for this job? Good. 65. Do you see how you're going to live in a Dutch auction?
I take 60,000.
Do you want the keys to the bathroom too, the executive? Okay. Okay, you're throwing in your firstborn, right?
What?
You're throwing in your firstborn.
Oh, of course.
Wait.
Nobody wants the first one.
Oh, what?
I'm the first one.
Yeah, seriously. And besides, which the first one is where you do the experimentation. You know, it really didn't work with that cattle prod. That was harsh. Okay. No, I did, you know. You know me. My kids were so messed up just because of the way I am. Sad that they got a hold of my coffee, too. But anyway, a Dutch auction is driving the price downward. And it's actually very common in some markets. I wrote down, I hope I kept the piece of paper. I wrote down one. Did I actually, I wrote down a good, it's kind of a simplistic example, but it shows just how it works. Yes, I did. Okay, let me write these numbers down. Suppose that you are wanting to offer stock in a private placement. You want to sell 500,000 shares of stock. Get the best price you can. Now, understand that you don't want to undersubscribe. In other words, you need to sell 500,000. That's what you told the regulators you were going to do. That's what you're going to do. But you can't oversubscribe either because that can get you in trouble, real trouble. And I'll tell you a story about that in a minute. But watch this. So we're going to try to sell 500,000 shares. Okay. And we have investors, potential investors, put in their bids. Now, for offering to buy shares and the price that they would pay. So now we have investors 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. Now, if I wrote these numbers down, I hope I got these good. Okay. Investor 1 would buy 50,000 shares at a price of $63. Investor 2, I can't even read my own writing here, would buy 100,000 shares at $61. Investor 3 would buy 150,000 shares at $59. Investor 4 would buy 200,000 at $57 per share. Investor 5 would buy 250,000 at $55 a share. And then we have this 800-pound gorilla. He'd buy 300,000 shares at $53 a share. Your job is to sell them your 200,000, 500,000. but you also want to get the best price. So let's look at what would happen. Well, if I set the price at 63, I can sell 50,000, but I won't sell it to anyone else. No one else is going to pay $63. Okay, let's say I put the price at 61. I will sell those 100,000, and this guy who was going to pay 63, he'd participate at 61. So I've got, at 61, I have a total subscription of 150,000 shares. Well, I'm still undersubscribed. So if I go down to $59 a share, I'm going to get this guy who wanted to buy 150,000. But I'll also get these guys too, because they were willing to pay more, but they won't have to. So at this point, I would get 300,000 shares subscribed. I'm still not at full subscription. But if I bring the price down to 57, well, spank me. I subscribe out, because all the people who were willing to pay above, they'll get consumer surplus. See this guy? He was willing to pay 63. Well, sure he's going to pay 57, and he's going to get a consumer surplus of $6 because he didn't have to pay as much as he was planning to. This is Dutch auction. This is what it really looks like. And you see what the logic of a Dutch auction is. Because when you are trying to clear your inventory, whether it's stock or whatever, you keep bringing your price down until you get the product sold. You see this on eBay, for example, when someone will put up a buy it now, and no one buys it, so you'll see it pulled, and then later it will come back at a lower price. That's a Dutch auction happening. One more I will point out here is the sealed bid auction. That is very common with companies that need work done. And with, actually, cities are doing it now too. All right, all of you who can pave parking lots, companies paving parking lots, send us what you would charge us to do it. Well, you come in at 8,000, you come in at 7, you come in at 9, you come in at 15. Well, obviously, I'll just go through these sealed bids. You can't see each other's bid, and I will find the one that's the lowest on it. This is actually the way commercial insurance markets work, too. If I am setting up the insurance for a corporation, what I'll do is I will lock the markets, and then I'll say, all right, all you companies, tell me what you would charge for the insurance, and I'll get the lowest price for my client, the corporation. That's all I have for you tonight. I thank you.